In this module, we are going to look at extending the band and the tax relief given to higher and additional rate taxpayers. You remember that last time we said that gift aid payments are treated as though they're paid net of basic rate tax. We did some examples for basic rate taxpayers and saw that this had no effect. But in order to give the relief to higher and additional rate taxpayers, we do that by extending the band. So, what exactly does extending the band mean? So, remember the example we used last time was that a donation of £80 was made. And we gross that up to £100 at the basic rate of tax, meaning that HMRC can, sorry, the charity can reclaim £20 from HMRC, and it's as though the individual paid the charity £100 rather than £80. So the way that additional and higher rate taxpayers get relief on this is by extending their band. So normally, an individual taxpayer would move from the basic rate to the higher rate tax bracket at 37,500. But what we can now do is because that individual's made that £80 donation, which we're treating as a £100 donation, we then add that £100 to their basic rate band, which means that instead of paying higher rate tax after 37,500, they don't pay the higher rate tax until after 37,600. And equally, if they were an additional rate taxpayer, then that £100 would get added to their additional rate as well, meaning that they wouldn't start paying additional rate tax to £150,100. So that's what we mean by extending the band. So let's look at an example. So Ben earned £77,000 in the 2019-20 tax year, and he makes payments to various charities for £4,800. And we're asked to calculate his income tax liability. And our first part's exactly the same as we've done before. He has £77,000 income, therefore he gets his whole personal allowance, giving him taxable income of £64,500. Ben is a higher rate taxpayer, so we need to extend his basic rate tax band. So that's the 37,500, the normal tax band, and we add to that the grossed up £4,800. So 4,800 multiplied by 100 over 80 to gross that up is 43,500. So 37,500 plus the £6,000 that we calculated before. Therefore, for the first 43,500, Ben pays 20% tax or 8,700, and for the remaining 21,000, he pays tax at the higher rate, 40% of 8,400, giving Ben a tax liability for income tax of £17,100 for the 1920 tax year. Quick question for you to try yourself. So Bell has an income from employment for the 1920 tax year of £99,000, and during that year she gives £9,000 to charity using gift aid, and we're asked to calculate her income tax liability. As always, you can get the answers below this video.